His voice is so sexy and deep. You hear how deep and sexy it is? That's like how a man should sound on the radio. After doing radio with homosexuals for this many years, it's like odd to hear a real man's voice that's not my... Shut up, Aaron.
What are you talking about?
It's just a dude and his bros here.
Sa, dude.
Eat that.
Out Loud Orlando, the homo happy hour.
It's good!
Und good for you!
For real, for fun, for everyone to listen to, I Love Orlando, the homo happy hour, the most unique radio show of its kind. Heard every Tuesday, 91.5 FM, WPRK, streaming online and archived on our website, gayradioshow.com. And with the free TuneIn Radio app, you can download TuneIn Radio on your smartphone device. You can search WPRK and listen to the best in basement radio anytime you want to. I'm your host, DJ Justice, episode number 393. Cast and crew here today. Some people coming in a little late. Let's go around and see who's here. Hey, look. It's Little Prince. How you doing, Alex, man?
Hey, I'm back.
It's good to see you, dude. We had a fun week. I got to see you a little more than usual and had a good time.
Yeah,
Eric, the actor, is on his way in, but you know, we have tropical storm number 9, yeah. Depression, Ermine, Hermione, getting ready to...
Right? Isn't that the stupidest name?
Getting ready to wipe us off the face of the earth. So, you know, we'll see what we can do. So if we hear anything about the weather, you'll probably have to listen to another show to find out more about it, because I'm not plugged into the... Can you not do a selfie? We have to talk about...
The narcissist calls the kettle black.
While we're doing the show, I'm not taking my own selfies. Same thing at the party we went to.
What do you mean
week.
It's a live stream? Like 90% of a show is your face being... That's
but
like,
I'm not looking at it. Like posing
such
and snapping
a lie.
A picture.
Because you do
I'm
these little things when we're all talking, you're like...
Yeah, before the show started.
No,
but when the show eat this when the show kicks in, we go into show mode.
And you stop making faces at the camera when everybody stops. I'm gonna watch you the entire show, and if you make even the littlest face to the camera,
okay,
while people are talking,
okay,
I'm gonna let you have it.
All right, I'm not gonna make any faces to the camera. Let's talk about our special guest who's in here. He was, you know, on days when I know we didn't have Lady Barry today. You might have to sit up a little bit, bro.
Oh,
we didn't have Lady Barry today,
so we have a replacement drag queen.
That's right.
We didn't have Lady Barry, and I know Rob. So anytime that happens, sometimes I'll do like an open invite, and so on Facebook I said, hey, what's up? I have an open mic today. Who wants to come in? And this guy hit me up. I guess we're Facebook friends. Didn't really know we're Facebook friends. And what do we call you, sir?
I am Cheechy.
You're
but
Cheechy.
My buddies call me Cheech.
Okay, Cheech.
Yeah.
Cheech. Okay, cool. And you've been, are you family, or do you like women? Do you like men? Like, what's your vibe?
I am a straight white male in
okay.
America.
Okay, you know what? If you're straight, well, that's great. That's allowed. And you know what? The show is for real, for fun, for everyone. So far be it from me to begrudge someone from being on the radio show just because they haven't asked my D. But anyway, so I guess, so you've heard the show before?
Oh, yes.
Okay.
I've listened for on and off a couple of years.
Okay, well, good.
We've been Facebook friends for maybe 2 years.
Yeah, yeah. Well, you know what?
It wouldn't be an LGBTQAWXYZ show without the A.
Yeah.
I love it. The one lady you didn't say was like H or S for like hetero or straight. You totally left him out.
Yeah.
That's discrimination.
I did call in the show years ago.
Was I a jerk to you? I probably was a jerk to you.
You did say, yeah.
Sometimes the callers just annoy me because they're not as funny as I think I am.
How was it telling your parents you were straight? I thought that was a good line.
Oh, yeah. You know, sometimes I say
that. That was a good line.
I'm going to go ahead and say I said that. That was me.
That was a good line.
It was good. Well, welcome. Thank you for being here with us. If you want to call the show, 407-646-2915. You can stay in touch online. Our Facebook live stream is going. Hello to our Facebook live stream. You'll see the video going around.
Ooh,
we
check
those.
Seen.
Yeah, I really wish I could check the comments during the show, but I really don't want to be. Eric just texted me. He's stuck at a train. So Eric the actor will be here soon, but he's stuck in a train. I think he's
Resident pretty, Twink is back.
He's not, I don't consider him a twink. He's much more of like a Broadway like
a twunk.
Like a
like
no,
an older twink.
No, he's more like a sprite of a man. Like a Shakespearean like Will-o'-the-Wisp or something like that. Like I don't know. He's not
duly noted.
He's more like a cartoon character if anything.
Providing voices and
he's and oh, I love Eric. I'm glad he's coming.
Things.
And like I said, follow us on Twitter.
Twitter. That's what he was for.
Follow us on Twitter.
Twitter.
At Gay Radio Show. That's Twitter.
Twitter.
At Gay Radio Show. Do hashtag Gay Radio.
I'm an otter in training. I can't be doing high pitched Twitters.
I'm looking for my otter half.
Scruffy hipsters are so hard to come by in this town.
Yeah. Well, you know what? Let me go ahead and bust into the, this is one of the three things I learned this week, but I thought you would appreciate it. And I printed out. What did I do with it? I got a copy of. Well, dang it. Where the freaking heck is the paper? Oh, it's stuck behind this one.
You didn't have a chapter book of stories there.
Yeah. Okay. Well, no. We already talked about that show that's going to be airing on Logo called Finding Prince Charming, hosted by Lance Bass, and it's kind of like their gay version of The Bachelor. You keep looking over at the camera.
A.K.A. a house full of whores and a pig bottom.
Yeah. No, not necessarily, dude. Like, I was going to show you the picture, because when you first think of, like, a gay dating type show, I was thinking it was going to be, like, stereotypical, you know, like, kind of the you know... What you think you might see. This is the cast. Look at the cast before I read you that. Isn't that, like, they're all pretty well kept. They're all, like, kind of similar. Like,
I mean, they're all kind of like, you know,
jock, older,
Sunday gays.
A lot of facial hair, a lot of beards. They're all wearing suits. So it's not like anyone's showing up wearing culottes and, like, rainbow suspenders. And buns. Not a man bun in the bunch.
I mean, again, like, they all look like Yvonne Sunday gays, and those gays are still whores, too.
But the reason I pulled the story was, I guess they're still leaking more information about it. And I don't know, I'm kind of torn as to, is this newsworthy or is it not newsworthy? But they're making a point to say that of the 13 men cast on the show to hook up with the gay bachelor, one's going to reveal his HIV status, that he's HIV positive. Mm-hmm. And so they're talking about how the bachelor was told early on during the filming by one of the contestants, but that it becomes a major focal point of the show.
But why? I feel like in this day and age, like, to be HIV positive but to be undetectable, it's almost like not even having it.
You feel that way and I feel that way. And, you know, and I'm on PrEP and, like, you know, having dated someone that was pos undetectable, that's why I got on PrEP in the first place, you know, several years ago, and I've been an advocate for it ever since. You know, once I kind of got over that hump of the fear of the stigma of the status. But then again, having not ever lived with, you know, HIV, I don't know how that might come about or how that made somebody else. But I do know there are people that would, you know, maybe this comes into play. I mean, do you feel it almost puts the bachelor at a disadvantage? You know, what if he's really into the guy and he's realizing now that he has to say, hey, I'm sorry, I'm not comfortable with your status. That makes him look like a closed-minded jerk. Or, I mean, do you think that's not going to... Because why would they say it's a focal point if it's going to be a non-issue? Like, that wording makes me kind of suspicious.
I mean, okay, before I go any further, is that, like, the story? Because the thing is that if you've read the other stories, you know that this guy, Robert Sepulveda, is a former rent boy. So he is kind of like a hoe. So I'm pretty sure he's been I'm sure in his clients back in the day on Rent Boy, like, you know what I'm saying? I'm sure one of them was pos as well. But to go even further, I was, you know, reading the story about him being a former Rent Boy. And in that article, because even though you deactivate your Rent Boy page, you're
no offense, I would have more of a problem with somebody telling me they were a former Rent Boy than someone telling me they were HIV positive.
Right, exactly. And furthermore, they posted up, because when you deactivate your Rent Boy page, your reviews still remain on the website. They pulled up some of his reviews, and there were a lot of very positive reviews.
Did you star him like an Uber driver?
But he did get a 1-star review.
You're right on your mic. You're feeling a little tinny.
There was a 1-star review from a man claiming that he did not like African Americans.
Okay.
That he was biased against them. That as soon as this client had said to him,
well, those three guys are screwed. Here's the cast. Like, don't you love my life, V8? It's black and white pictures
but
here.
But that's funny that you say that, because that's my problem with The Bachelor as well. If you watch The Bachelor and The Bachelorette on, what is it, NBC or CBS or whatever they do that show on, there's always this one token black person, whether it be a girl or a guy, and they always end up getting eliminated. Not at the beginning of the season, because they want to be, you know, kind of politically correct, but that person will always end up be getting eliminated, like, towards the middle of the season.
Oh, here it says that the Bachelor is Sepulveda, right?
Yes.
Okay, Sepulveda Jr. is apparently supportive of the cast member, and the reveal will turn out to be, quote, emotional. So maybe it's not an issue. They're just, I mean, I guess I just don't see why.
I think they're just trying to create drama for TV.
Like, to maybe give the show press ahead of time by saying, hey, so one of them has HIV?
Correct.
It's not like Temptation Herpes Island, where they're like, hey, sleep with 12 people. One of them has herpes. Which one is it?
I mean,
that was back in the heyday of reality TV. Like, when it was about to go really, really bad. And then we kind of, like, reclaimed it a little bit. And now we're kind of almost to that edge, that ledge again. Like that, I'm talking like your 2004, 2005 reality television.
Button, who's got the button?
So the it's gonna be airing on Logo. According to they just described this. According to the statement from Logo, the show features 13 handsome suitors living together in a house and competing for the heart of a gorgeous prince. It's gonna be hosted by former NSYNC member Lance Bass. Would you ever be on a reality TV show, Cheech?
Oh yeah, for sure.
I want to be on Big Brother in a few years.
Yeah, I want to do Survivor.
Like a fun show like that. Survivor. Or Survivor is a fun show too. Like it's a game show. Like it's a game reality show that also has, you know, reality TV aspects. But I can't really get into stuff like Gay Bachelor or the... I mean, I watch The Bachelor, but I can't get into it because at the end of the day, like... You know, they're going on all these beautiful trips and adventures, but, you know, there's not, like, there's not going to be an episode of the show where they have to move from an apartment to an apartment. Now, that would be an episode I would like to watch.
Right, right.
But not everything is just vacations and Fire Island and, like, Key West. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Let's jump into the three things. Good point. The three things I learned this week. Three things that Justice learned this week. The three things we learned this week. Not one or two.
It's the three things you learned. Yeah. I'm creating my death metal rendition of the three things.
The three things I learned. There are several versions of the three things that Justice learned this week. There's like one by Atomic. There's like a Yodel version. There's more theme songs for the Gay Jew News. When Rob used to be in the show, we had the Goo News, the Gay Jew News. There was like a death metal version of that where I did Screamo. So, yeah, but then I got tired of making new songs. When I get bored, I get very bored. But I've been very fulfilled and happy and satisfied lately, so I feel like my creative juices are allowing me to, like, fly a little further because I feel like I'm just much more grounded.
So now you're getting your creative juices all over everyone now, huh?
Yeah, I'm just going to hashtag all... This show's going to be called hashtag creative juices all over your face.
Excellent.
Hashtag all over your face. You know, we got in trouble for that one, too. Back when the station manager from hell was here, he was like, what are you talking about? What is this all over the face? What? He's like, Justice.
What?
After every show, after every freaking show, he'd be like, Justice, I need to see you in my office. Like, I'd have to go in there. He's like, what are you talking about? What is this? What is a thruple? What's polyamory?
What was the name of the guy who did the news in Spider-Man?
J. Jonah Jameson. J. Jonah Jameson was way
Parker!
Cooler. He was way cooler than this douchebag that we had. I probably shouldn't say anything more. Anyway, hi, how are you today? We're really glad to be broadcasting here. Congratulations to WPRK for being nominated for the best local radio station.
So what'd you learn this week?
Well, along with WPRK being nominated for the best local radio station for the Best of Orlando, Orlando Weekly. It's our local publication for those of you not here in the Orlando area. And I love it. It's a good publication. It kind of has its finger on the pulse of Orlando. And when I always describe Orlando to people, I say there's touristy Disney Orlando and there's like our Orlando. You know, everything kind of like north of, what is it, where's the Orlando sense? Is that Conway? Conroy? I always get the two mixed up. Mall of Millennia?
Conroy.
Conroy.
Conway is north Orlando towards Goldenrod.
Okay, so Conroy. Everything north of Conroy, if you're ever in the city, there's a big sign that says Orlando. The letters
Orlando!
And it literally kind of is split up. Everything kind of south of that is your theme parks, your iDrive, a whole bunch of hotels.
The tourist district.
The touristy stuff. Everything north of that is more like our Orlando. Orlando proper.
It's Orlando proper.
Orlando proper. And then Eric is so late. I'm not even happy. He needs to leave earlier to get here. Anyway. And then arts and theater. So anyway, so we got nominated. I was nominated. DJ Justice was nominated for Best Local Radio Personality. What? And GayRadioShow.com was nominated for Best Local Website. So that means we got to go to the Best of Orlando party last week.
So
and
much fun.
It was. If you want to see pictures of what I looked like, I made sure to post a bunch of them up today. They're on our Twitter page and our Instagram page, and that's at Gay Radio Show. If you want to go look at Gay Radio Show, you can see Justice Amadeus Adonis Esquire Slayer in all her glory. Have you seen it yet or no? Pull up your phone and go ahead and do the, let me see.
Yep.
So Alex showed up at the house on Wednesday. This was a whole ordeal. We had people showing up to like assemble.
He had a whole glam squad.
Yeah, they got me in drag. They got me in drag more or less.
Shout out to Pistol Slayer, Lady Barry for observing.
Yeah. a lot of thanks to Slayer Gemini, the winner of season 3 of Orlando Drag Race Live. You know, she wins Orlando Drag Race Live, and now she's doing this jackass's makeup.
Really yeah, happy. Exactly. Like, literally just a few days after after she won.
Yeah, right? So she's doing good. Hey, what's up, man?
And well, so, look who decided a show.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And so we were doing the pre-game party at the house. Pistol was there for encouragement and support. And what did you think of the girl?
It was fun. I mean, I've always like Pistol Ashley. Like, I love her. She's cool.
I'm asking about me.
Oh, you as a girl. Because she was the only girl in the apartment. But
hey, Eric.
Hi. I think you were you were great. You needed to wear a little bit more sensible shoes, but
yeah. Let me say this about that drag. I can do. I've never really done like serious. I've done like jokey drag before for charity,
like,
you know?
Madea drag almost.
I've done like, you know, wear like wedges, and where I've been wearing like the two sweater vest wadded into a ball or my boobs, and just kind of like, you know, slaps the makeup on. This whole serious drag thing, it hurts, man. Like, it really does. It hurts. It's hot. Your hair's falling off. And then the shoes is absolutely the worst part. Oh, it's 420. You know what that means.
Uh-oh.
It's time to take your Truvada. That's right. To find out about pre-exposure prophylaxis and PrEP, if it's good for you, it can help prevent infection of HIV, protect yourself and others.
It was your idea to do that at 420.
I
so
know.
You better show enthusiasm every single time.
I'm trying
Safety
to.
Safety first.
Yeah, right. Yeah, the shoes absolutely killed. I had blisters on the bottom of my little toes. The next day, I had blisters on my toes.
The little baby.
And so I will say this. I was proud of myself for not getting out of drag at the club. Like, I didn't start peeling off my drag. I didn't turn into, like, a downtown Orlando white chick, like, carrying my heels.
She did lose a couple of nails on the way, though.
I lost two nails.
I saw that in the photo. His hands all spread out. I was like, look at those nails. He looks like he lost a couple on the way.
Okay, great. That's, we're going to point out the one thing I did wrong.
Yeah,
okay.
But you look fabulous otherwise. I was like,
yeah?
I was pretty amazed.
Yeah.
Not going to lie.
The transformation was awesome. I enjoyed it.
She looked like a Rolaska Tux.
It really was.
It's like
it really,
ate Rolaska Tux.
Just that's what their baby would look like.
Right. You know what? And I kind of get now why a lot of guys do the drag, because I walked in there definitely feeling more shy and uncomfortable because I was in drag, but it didn't have the shock value that I guess I had.
Angel. Hi, I'm Angel. I'm so wet.
No, it didn't have like the shock value that I was anticipating, because I was kind of like, hey, wait a minute, I'm going to be not at a gay bar. I'm going to be walking around a straight club at this big old party with other people. And everyone kind of really didn't care. It was almost kind of like,
no,
oh,
because
hey,
an Orlando Weekly party is like a PC hipster party.
Right.
I got in this year.
You did? Did
I
you
saw
have a good time?
The drag, a drag queen.
That was him.
That was you.
He was the only one there.
That's why I had you look up the pictures. That was me. The big blonde hair.
I looked up the picture and I found Orlando Raceway. Apparently, don't type in Orlando Drag Race.
No.
Gay
radio show.
Look at,
oh,
yeah.
Well,
you're friends with him on Facebook. Like,
I did see you there then.
Yeah. So those pictures came out. I got some good photos. And, you know, the girls love drag queens. Every girl wants to come up, oh, my God, you're so pretty. Oh, my God, you look so fierce.
Hey, you're so, oh, my God, you're so pretty. And I'm like, you just see him out of drag.
Are you DJ? Oh, a couple of people
makeup
knew. You know, several people came up and knew the show. And were like, oh, my God, I didn't know you were going to come in drag. So that made me feel good. You know, you like people. It's always encouraging when people like this show. I got, who else was it? Sal was up for part of the, was up in Indiana for the Pulse tour, where they're still doing Pulse shows.
Mm-hmm.
And he made a Facebook post and was, hey, ran into some people that are fans of your show. I was like, hey, cool, Indiana representing. Didn't even know we had listeners in Indiana. So that's a great thing. So the hardest part of the night was the shoes. And then, you know,
he would literally have to sit down every 5 minutes.
Yeah.
That's not easy.
I'd have to, like, struggle to do 10 steps and then kind of, like, not let my legs buckle from the pain and then find a chair.
You just gotta let him just go numb and then just...
Meanwhile, I was wearing one of the most comfortable pairs of shoes that I own. So here I am.
Screw you.
Strutting,
walking,
dancing.
You,
like, dancing with
you.
Every drunk girl
and,
I can
know,
find.
And the thing is, and I say this, I could have gotten away with wearing black tennis shoes, and no one really would have said anything, because no one's looking down. No one's looking below the waist.
True.
They're looking up, man. Like,
I didn't even notice it was you.
Yeah, there you go.
But you were wearing thigh-high boots, though. That was part of your look. Like, if you were wearing something different, people would have noticed that you weren't wearing those thigh-high boots.
If I ever did drag as a living, I think I would bill myself as, like, the comfortable queen.
The comfy queen.
Comfy queen.
A.K.A. Adore Delano.
Yeah.
Delano. Yeah.
Delano.
And then John was with us. What do you think of John? John had a good time. John was living.
Yeah, and John was in heels too, and she was working it.
Really?
John was, yeah, John.
Higher heels than him.
Do you hear yourself overmodulating?
No.
Because you're cracking on your mic when you get really loud, and I'm trying to see if you're hearing it as well.
No.
You're not. No. Okay.
Tech issue.
So anyway, I don't know if you saw it. John had such a good time at the party that he broke himself.
What?
John's been in the hospital the last 2 days.
Oh yeah, I didn't think either were directly related.
Well, I think walking around in heels, like a maniac. I mean, but anyway, so he. So John checked in today though and said he's okay. You know, he's still chilling at home. He had to have like some stuff put in his heart, and he's got like an angina and like a thing and that and a catheter. I don't know. Like John, like I like John. He's a good dude. I don't need him like breaking. Like,
Break on us.
Don't break, John.
We need our number one fan.
Yeah.
John. Put in some new batteries, John.
Who's going to listen to the show if John's not there?
Right?
Yeah. Okay, second thing I learned this week. It's a very famous day. Do you know what day it is?
Bastille Day.
I'll give you guys a hint. It's a famous... It's National This Day. And, I'll give you a couple hints, and then we'll go around and
get
some
hints. Can we put on the Jeopardy theme song?
Let me see if I can... Okay, National Toy Day.
So that's it? You're going to tell us?
So what do you think it is? Like, if you had to guess, like, what's a famous toy that you would say, hey, that's, you know, it works? Like, what's a famous toy?
Like, is this the toy that is symbolic of National Toy Day? What are you asking?
It's not National Lego Day.
It's a national some kind of toy day.
Yes.
Is it a child toy? Does it have
It's not a board toy? Game, though.
It's not a board game is not a toy. A board game is a board game.
Fair enough.
I apologize to your child.
It's a National Teddy Ruxpin Day?
It's not a... What? No.
Oh, wait.
It's National Beanie Baby Day?
Pogo stick?
It's not... Okay, I'll give you a hint. It was created... it was first sold in a department store for the Christmas season in 1945.
Oh, I'm thinking Shotgun or Barbie.
Okay, it's not Shotgun Day. It's not Barbie Day.
I know only because I just saw it through the paper you were holding up.
Why are you cheating? X-ray
vision. I wasn't trying to cheat. What's that?
It was invented by naval engineer Richard James.
I would never
National
guess
Silly Putty
anyway.
Day.
No, that's a good guess, that though. Good. That's a good guess. More than 250 million of them have been sold.
Hula Hoop Day?
No. Good guess, though, as well. If you were to stretch this toy out flat...
Slinky Day.
Yeah, National Slinky Day!
You got me to stretch this one out. If I'm not the one being stretched out, then something else is.
That's what your Rent Boy profile says, actually. One star. Stretch that boy out.
It's just a rainbow slinky as his profile picture.
Yeah, the slinky was originally designed and sold in the 1940s. It was made by naval engineer Richard James, who came up with the idea of the slinky after a tension spring he was working with fell and began to walk, you know, like walk
down
the stairs. You know, what goes downstairs and over. That's log from Ren and Stimpy.
That is log.
It's slinky. It's slinky. It's fun. It's a wonderful toy. It's slinky. It's slinky. It's fun for a girl or a boy. So it's national. Did you ever have a slinky?
I still have a slinky.
A metal one or a plastic?
A metal one. Because I'm not cheap.
I feel like the metal ones could be like a poke your eye out hazard. So then they turned like into like neon plastic. Like they were like flattened plastic slinkies.
They did. Yeah.
And those bent really. Those broke and bent.
Exactly. Yeah, they're poor girl slinkies.
Which is why you got the metal ones. Exactly. Always got those.
Slinkies originally sold for $1 a piece during the Vietnam War. Slinkies...
I bought mine for like $12.
During the Vietnam War, slinkies were used by U.S. troops as radio antennas, and ever since then, amateur radio operators have continued to use them. So how do you think you celebrate Slinky Day? How do you celebrate Slinky Day?
I'm going to go to my slinky and tell him I love it, and happy Slinky Day, Slinky.
You throw him down the stairs.
Yeah, you throw it down the stairs. See if you can go down a full flight of stairs, make it work.
Hey, Mom!
Has anyone else ever, as an adult, you know, gotten a, you know, bang, and then, like, actually, like, tried to put the slinky on your Dugan and then, like, let it slink down to the floor, like, off of your junk? Have you ever done that? Have you ever done a slinky walk off your junk?
No, because I don't want it to. If you're a Hispanic male, like you don't want anything getting
like
pinched
you don't
in
treat it.
How
like,
can
you don't...
manage to ruin even the sanctity of a slinky?
You don't.
I would
say,
never.
It's
think
like
I
it's like a
child's toys away from that part of my life. Like no Play-Doh.
It's like a like it's no like slinky. A diving board. Like boing, like just bring it off there.
No.
No
I
one
can't
else?
Say
no.
That I ever have.
I'm the only one.
You're a creative and fun lover, then. I'll give you that.
Okay, yeah. I was just making it up then. His voice is so sexy and deep. You hear how deep and sexy it is? And that's like how a man should sound on the radio. After doing radio with homosexuals for this many years, it's like odd to hear a real man's voice that's not my... Shut up, Aaron.
What are you talking about?
It's just a dude and his bros here.
Yeah, so we had a good time. Like I said, check those pictures out if you want to see the cast and the crew at the Best of Orlando party and DJ Justice and Drag. That's up at Gay Radio Show on Twitter.
And she's back.
And on Instagram at Gay Radio Show. So it was a really good time. I had a good time. Did you catch RuPaul's Drag Race All Stars episode 1?
Yeah, yes! We can talk about it now. Been waiting
hold on,
episode
one.
Gave me life.
You couldn't see this on video. I said that, and the one straight man kind of goes, I think that's a show. These two over here, they both jump out of their chair.
We were like, yes, queen.
I do know that your DVR does not record it because of you.
That was a friendly reminder.
Yeah,
I made a public service announcement. Just because your DVR is set to record new episodes of RuPaul's Drag Race did not mean you were going to automatically record All Stars, because it's a show by a different title. You have to set that up as a new recording. So I was trying to look out for all of my brothers and sisters who would want to watch the show and would be very disappointed if they did not get to see it exactly when it aired.
And you immediately got shot down for still using a DVR and not getting with it with the Hulu. People always hassle you.
I love cable.
Well, now that we're on that subject, I think it's really funny and ironic that, remember when we were getting you glammed up, we were watching old seasons of, well, it was the season that Adore Delano was on.
Mm-hmm. There was a marathon on.
Yeah, exactly. And the particular episode was Michelle Visage picking out Adore Delano's outfit. And then, of course, come back, like, what, 2-3 years later after that season, Michelle Visage is still talking crap about Adore Delano's outfit, even though she's, like, this super mega popular queen now, like, so annoying.
You know, but people have complained about Michelle Visage in that way before. I mean, I've met her before. Yeah. She's awesome, she's nice, she's pleasant, but several queens, who was it? When we interviewed Violet Chachki kind of had a similar complaint, saying Michelle Visage has, in her mind, that drag should be this.
Correct.
And some queens just don't want to conform to that. And so some of them have a problem where they say, yo, I'm doing the best drag that I know how to do. And just because it's not what you want to see doesn't make
exactly.
it any less
valid. I feel like she can't appreciate like originality and inventiveness.
But she's also a judge. And I mean, you know, like you just said, I was in drag, so I had to wear heels. Why, you know, there are certain norms that we associate with drag.
Yeah.
And she associates the norms that she feels should be present in drag for it to be in a drag competition.
She's kind of like the fashion commentator.
You're not on the mic.
Oh, sorry.
Your headphones aren't on.
I know they're not on. But anyway, I feel like she's kind of like the fashion sort of commentator, but because drag is such like an individual style
especially
thing, it's
nowadays.
Hard. Yeah, it's hard for her. It's hard for anybody to hear like her comments.
It's like you
she
have
has
fashion queens, you have pageant queens, mm-hmm. you have like whore queens, you have clown queens, like, and like there's so many different subgenres.
Whore queens?
Yeah.
I think it's like she's just trying to rein them all in somehow.
Right,
and she's
right.
trying to say like,
that's
make it bigger.
That's what Violet said
make
during
it...
the interview. We interviewed Violet Chachki and Kennedy Davenport and Pearl, and Violet said, you know,
Katya. Katya's a whore queen.
Oh my god, I love Katya.
I want Katya to be my scabbed over spirit animal.
Scabbed over?
If you pick the scabs, it just goes in these ears.
Oh, it got really,
I'm just gonna drink.
Got really
water.
Weird for a second.
Like I said, the slinky.
It's fun for every girl and the boy.
There you go. Eric, you got some news over there?
Oh-ho!
Anyway. Oh, you really need your headphones. You can't even hear the music.
I don't. It's not plugged in. I'm saying it's not plugged in. I know I don't have my headphones on.
Because the jack is right here.
The jack is off.
The jack is off.
The jack is off of the headset. Thank you.
Hello there, boy. It's time for the news.
Oh, hello there. So, the Orlando Regional Medical Center and Florida Hospital will not be charging victims of the Pulse shooting for any medical services
Woo-hoo!
Received, the hospital said in statements released. The ORMC has not sent any hospital or medical bills directly to Pulse patients, and we don't intend to pursue reimbursement of medical costs for them.
I know this story came out last week, and everyone posted and reposted on Facebook,
yeah.
but I still thought it was...
Yes,
worth mentioning. Hello there.
Absolutely.
Hello there. You're here for some gay radio. Hello there, boy.
Hello.
You there. Ho. It's time for gay radio show.
My question, though, genuinely.
No bills.
I know no bills, but all of these millions and millions of dollars. That
yes.
So, like, what's going to have that? Because, like, a big portion of all of those millions of dollars was supposed to go so that people can pay their medical bills. But if there's no medical bills...
Believe it or not, I read some information. The money, the $23 million that's been raised for the One Orlando Fund, the harm and the cost still are still going to exceed the amount that they have raised when you look at not only the medical bills, but those that are requiring continued medical care, quality of life, loss of income for the, you know, indefinite future.
Right.
So, I mean, they're still going through that process of allocating money. So this is debt forgiveness on behalf of the hospital. I'm not sure, you know, I don't know if that money was earmarked towards there, but I know that they said they had, the hospital themselves had a lot of donations specifically kind of earmarked to say, hey, this is to help offset those costs. And then they then wrote off what they could,
right,
and then went that step further to take away the bills.
I actually had a hidden agenda coming in here today.
Uh-oh.
So I wanted to just shout out and give a good thanks to, we, at the place I work, we hosted a Pulse charity event. And it was focused not on the victims, which there was many events and many charities focused on the victim. But this was focused on the employees, and you know,
because right,
I put myself in their perspective to show up to work.
Right.
That's insane. So I was really happy we raised almost $5,000. So I have to give a big shout out to the Ain't Misbehavin', Becky and Regina for putting that on. We
Very
did some
nice.
Good work, and everyone who donated. It restored my faith in humanity because I was not. I was.
That's awesome.
You know, sometimes you feel like, is everybody a horrible person?
Yes.
At least I do. Okay.
Sometimes.
Yeah. When I look in the mirror, that's what I say.
Like, I mean, you are such a bad person.
I am. I really am a despicable SOB. There's no reason
you
for
you haven't figured this out by now.
So that was my shameless self promotion.
Well, thank you very much. Where do you work at?
Ain't Misbehavin'.
Ain't Misbehavin'?
Yes.
And we appreciate, you know, it has been awesome to see the people that have come together and done what they've been able to do to show support not only for victims, but for family members, for survivors, for employees, for the club itself. You know, it's just part of it. I mean, started releasing 911 calls today. Ooh. From that night. You know, I know there was a big legal issue over whether or not those calls were going to be released, if they were newsworthy, and just, you know, so you're going to be hearing excerpts of those start to circulate, whether you want to hear them or not. You know, I think the news is going to have to be very conscientious about what they share. You know, people that live near there were making 911 calls to report shots. People in the club were calling to make 911 shots. 911 operators heard people taking their last breaths on phone calls as their lives were ended. So it just goes to, you know, be mindful that information is out there. If you're ready to hear it, go for it.
Well, I mean, a big coping mechanism for me has been like aversion therapy. Like, I don't read articles about it. I don't think about it. I haven't driven by Pulse yet at all. Like,
I haven't gone to the memorial. I've driven by it, but I haven't stopped by it. I haven't watched the MTV True Life special.
Yeah.
It's on my DVR.
Every
time I see it, I kind of go, nope, not yet, not time, not ready to do that. At my place of work, they did a special, like, emergency kind of, like, security meeting over, hey, what to do in situations like these, just kind of, like, boning up security to talk about, hey, in a mass casualty shooting event like this, like, what things are in place and what should your response be? And even there, that, just the conversation about,
yeah,
you know, had me feeling ill at ease. I had to leave during it when they were getting ready to say, hey, we're going to show you a video to, and then talk about the video and what the potential responses could be. And it's very graphic. And so they gave the option, said, hey, if you want to, and I said, yeah, I don't want to see that. I don't want to see a mock shooter situation footage for, you know, that you can give me the information, but I don't need to see that. That's context and a visual that I don't want to have now.
Right.
Still don't want to have right now.
No,
and I didn't know that I even had that trigger. I thought that I was doing A-okay with all of it until, like, in that moment at this work meeting, I kind of just started getting the shakes, and I just was like, and I walked out, and, you know, they already had someone. I just was like hugging on the one woman that was like a therapist that was there to just kind of, and it was just for maybe 4 or 5 minutes while they showed everyone else that clip, and then I went back and rejoined, you know, the group. But I mean, it's impacted the ability to go out. You know, Tuesdays don't feel like Tuesdays.
Mm-mm. Yeah.
You know, Tuesdays for me were always Pulse, karaoke, making out with a dude in the girls' handicapped bathroom.
I mean, they're still sort of doing that at the Abbey now every Tuesday.
Yeah, but the bathrooms aren't really facilitating me to make out with them. I had my game set, and it's not $10 all you can drink anywhere either, so I'm not dealing with, like, you know,
$10 per drink.
Yeah.
What?
I don't know.
Oh, no,
I'm just saying if they weren't. I know, I was saying, like, $10 all you can drink. It's like, I don't know if they're not doing it anymore.
Yeah, I didn't mean to put like a screeching halt to your news. It's just, I mean,
no, it's fine. This is important to talk about. Like, I get it.
It is.
I feel like as a member of the community, like after like the first 2 weeks, after right after the event happened, like that's it. I already got all of the information about the event that I needed. Like, yeah. Yeah. I don't need to read anymore. I don't need to watch any more videos. Exactly. I don't need to listen to more because I already know everything that I need.
You've immersed yourself in it as much as you can, and it's like, all right, I've got all I need. I need to step away from this.
There's
now.
No new information that can be provided.
I was at the club 20 minutes after the shots rolled out.
Yeah.
I was standing outside. I was helping a friend that had a broken hand. I'm talking to another girl that had someone's blood on her while she was talking on a cell phone that wasn't hers to someone's mom she did not know, saying, "Ma'am, I'm sorry. Ma'am, your son gave me your phone. I'll be honest, ma'am, I don't know what's going on right now. Your son looked pretty bad." You know, that's the reality of what we've seen, and that's the reality of what has happened. And it sucks. And... you know, I want to be strong. I want to be happy. I want to be happy-go-lucky justice. I want to be storm around, you know, doing what I want to do, saying what I want to say. And just, you know, I think it's changed the tone of what going out means. You know, people are still doing it. You know, John invited me to a great happy hour on Friday that took place at the venue. And it was actually Nima, who, you know, works at Pulse and, you know, works and manages the nights there on Saturday night, on Latin nights. And so they had a big, huge kind of Pulse happy hour at the venue. And it was interesting to go to a gay happy hour because, you know, I'm not a big drinker, but like the gay happy hour
is
like...
this is the homo happy hour.
That's yeah, I know. True. Like, I think people think that I'm just like showing up wasted all the time.
This is the sober homo happy hour.
What's up? Welcome.
We got Sprite for y'all.
This is the homo happy hour. Happy Hour 12-step program. Anyway, I thought it was a great event. I'm glad people went to go support him, but it also just kind of, you know, showed me a different side of the gay community. You know, a lot of like older gay guys, they like to go out and just get their drink on and then call it quits by like 7. So I was like, I've never been a happy hour kind of guy. But you know, it was fun to go and just see different people and again talk to people that listen to the show and you know, and I just bring it up, I connect it because some people actually said, "Hey, I listened to your show and they really appreciated when we had the grief counselors on and we had the therapist on, when we, you know, when WPRK let us do an extended 3-hour show the Tuesday after it happened." To, you know, Greg, the station manager, said, "You know, hey, you know, you take as much time as you want to. Like, the show is a part of that community," and then our community was affected. The entire city was affected.
Right. Yeah.
You know, so I don't really know where I'm gonna go from that. I just, you know, it comes up. We haven't talked about it in a while. You know, so I'll remember one thing that one of the grief counselors said. At this point, you know, months after it's happened, it's okay to still have feelings. It's okay to still be hurting. It's okay. But if it is still impacting you in a way that's affecting your ability to function, now is the time that you really need to think about talking to someone if you haven't talked to someone yet.
Right.
It's okay to be sad. It's okay to be upset. It's okay to be angry. But if these feelings and emotions are impacting your ability to go to work, fall asleep at night, live your life in at least some modicum of happiness, that's when it starts becoming a you know, a more PTSD type issue, because everyone is affected differently, everyone grieves differently, and so if you're being affected in your quality of life, definitely consider talking to someone. I know the center still has people available. They have people available all the time that, you know, just talk to someone, or, you know, talk to someone if your place of work offers, you know, that kind of service. Anyway, that's what I was going to do. Let's go back to your news here.
All right.
You that boy. Oh. Is there any... let's go ahead and get out of this pit of depressment and go back to the happy news.
Well, after his run for president collapsed, homophobic former Texas governor Rick Perry has signed on to reality show Dancing with the Stars.
I love how this
I love how
it's like British music, but you're doing it as if you're like an old school...
I can't hear any music anymore.
You're an old school radio announcer.
Is it because Dancing with the Stars is on Fox?
I don't know.
I don't think it's on Fox.
No, it's on ABC, isn't it?
It's not on Fox.
It's not. Serving as governor of Texas from 2000 to 2015, Perry is most remembered for his extreme anti-LGB stances and string of ill-fated presidential bids. Perry led the change against gay people being allowed to serve in the military.
Yeah.
And claims that there's something wrong in this country when gays can serve openly in the military, but our kids can't openly celebrate Christmas. It's the Lord's Day. Come on.
Do any of you remember our show's association with Governor Rick Perry?
Oh, yes.
What? Oh, yeah.
You know what? I'm going to include that. I haven't included that in the podcast broadcast lately, but I think I'll cut that clip up and I'll do it after I do the setup. When he was running for president, I made a fake website and I put an interview request to Rick Perry's campaign, and they bid. They bit for 3 weeks. So I made a whole different. So I convinced this woman that was his campaign interviewing manager that we were a show called Out Loud Orlando, that we were a conservative talk show, burning for the heart of God, that I was David and Edward Justice, Robert Ward. Daniel Haas or whatever was the sports guy. Like I convinced
Daniel Haas.
And up until the day that they were supposed to call in, we were going to do an interview with Rick Perry. So we started out the show playing like patriotic music and complaining about Obama and, you know, talking about like homeless people. Why don't they get a job?
Rabble.
Yeah, yeah. And it was all set up because like, and then Rick Perry's people called in, you know, she had confirmed 10 minutes before the show. And then when we were on the air, Karen English, I think was her name, she called in and said, no, he's not going to be on your show. We found out. And, you know, so I'm trying to keep the ruse up. And then, anyway, so.
How did they find out? Did you ever?
She didn't say, because once she started calling me names, I started calling her names and telling her that she sucked and that she wasn't going to have a job and that her boss was a jerk. I got real mature about it, so it was great. So I don't know what's popping, if that's me or is that somebody else? Is that me popping in the microphone?
Like
Rick Perry's anyway, a big fat meanie.
You know what? So if you
so are you.
If you've never heard the infamous "How We Pranked the Rick Perry Campaign" phone call, I will include that in the uncensored podcast broadcast on GayRadioShow.com. Here,
you mother beep, or beep. You could only hear that on the podcast.
Yeah.
Podcast exclusive.
Oh, we gotta go serious now. Let the prank begin.
You're tuned into Out Loud Orlando, the heart of conservatism that burns for Central Florida and the rest of America. Real conservative talk radio on the FM dial for you, your family, and your loved ones. As goes Florida, the I-4 corridor, goes the nation, and as goes real personalities, goes real talk radio and real ideas about conservatism. I'm your host, Justin Douglas Anthracite, the heart of conservatism burning for Central Florida and America. We have a big show planned for you today. We have none other than GOP presidential candidate Rick Perry himself calling into the show. I'm here with my co-host today. I'm here with Richard Warden. How are you doing, Richard?
Wonderful. How about yourself, Justin?
Richard, I understand you have some news coming up for us a little bit later in the show.
Of course,
we're
as always.
Talk about the economy and the great... you have to be serious. You have to look at this economy and you have to say, is this the change we were promised? Is this the change that that this President Obama decided that he was going to bring and bring to this country? And is it change that we want?
Well, once that's you get to my news, you're going to see that that change is not happening the way we expected it to at this point. I never expected it.
I have no doubt. Over there, coming up with sports at the half-hour mark, we have Daniel Hoffman here helping us with sports. How are you doing today, Daniel?
I'm doing fantastic. How are you today, Justin?
I'm doing very well. Thank you very, very much. And over there on the phones is Jonathan.
Good afternoon.
Don't talk.
Jonathan seems like he was a little taken by surprise when you mentioned his name.
Well, you know, I mean, he's playing a very important role here. He's operating the phones and everything else. So a funny thing happened to me last night. I was hanging out with the commissioner, and I was with my lovely wife, Betty, of 23 years, and we were
She's
walking.
Beautiful. She's a beautiful woman.
Hey now, El Paso on that one. She's mine. My wife and I were with the commissioner walking through downtown Orlando, and I was very startled when a young, unkempt man, a ragamuffin, a ne'er-do-well, if you will, I would say he's a hobo maybe, came to me.
Hobo, there's some old terminology.
We try to be politically correct and not want to call him a stinky bum. So, you know, a stinky bum. I wish the phone guy would look at the phone and pay attention to what's going on. But anyway, this gentleman came up and he surprised me, and quite shockingly, he asked for change. He said, "Do you have any change?" And I said, "I was taken aback by this, and I had to. I actually came up with a very clever repartee when he asked Hold on a minute. Don't talk so loud. I came up with a very clever repartee when he said, do you have any change? And I said, well, no, sir. You can go see that Obama for the change you want. I believe that change comes from within." And then I went on my way, and I felt that was a very rudimentary exchange. What's going on?
Okay, can you hold on 1 second?
Hold on. Who's that? Is that them?
Okay, can you let him know?
Is that Rick Perry's people?
Yes. She's saying there's a problem.
What's the problem? Hi, who's this?
Hello?
Hey, what's up? This is Justin with Out Loud Orlando, FM Conservative Talk.
Hi there, Justin. This is Karen English. How are you doing today?
Hey, I think we emailed back and forth a little bit. I think you were like the second person I was talking back and forth to. What's up?
I'm good. I do remember your emails. I'm just a little confused. We've done a little bit of research, and it seems like you guys misrepresented yourself.
Is the candidate there? Is Mr. Perry able to come on and talk and do an interview?
No, I'm sorry. Candidate Perry won't be able to speak with you guys today. And we're happy to reschedule with you if you'd like. But we need, basically, we need a list of questions and topics that you guys are going to want to discuss.
Okay, I emailed that to some, I think his name was Sam or Samuel. I emailed a list of questions because I knew that I would have to do pre-approved stuff, and I did that. I complied with everything that you guys everything that you guys put out there, and
yes,
we've been advertising this interview.
You did, but unfortunately, the basis of your radio show is something that you did not let us know about. We've done some research, and this isn't a conservative talk show that you've got going on. It's only something that we need to prepare ourselves for differently, and we need to make sure that we go over certain guidelines with you.
Okay, can we talk to the candidate?
No, I'm sorry. He will not be able to come on your little show today. We just need to make
my
sure
little
that
show.
We get everything. Well, sorry. We need to make sure that we get everything pre-approved, knowing the style and the basis for your radio show that you have now. We need to.
What would
sure
that style and basis be, ma'am?
Again.
What would that style and basis be, ma'am?
Well, this isn't obviously a conservative talk show.
Well, yes, it is. My name is Justin Douglas Anthracite, the heart of conservatism in Central Florida.
Our research shows that you are a DJ named Justice, and that you have a radio show that focuses more on the gay and lesbian lifestyle.
Don't you think that candidate Rick Perry ought to be more geared towards appealing to voters that may happen to be gay and lesbian after his stronger ad that recently came out that effectively isolating a lot of people that identify with?
Well, that's obviously something that candidate Perry would need to discuss with you directly. I can't speak for the candidate myself. But if you'd like to email me a whole new list of questions and topics and everything, we can go over everything again and reschedule for another day.
I don't think so. You know he's going to lose, right? Like, you know there's no way that he's going to make it past the primary. You're aware of this. You're aware that you are going to be without a job because you are working for a complete imbecile. Are you aware of this?
Sir, I'm just trying to schedule his...
Get her off the phone. I'm done.
What's she going on?
I told you. I was like, they're going to do a lot of research.
Podcast exclusive.
Yeah. Okay, more news.
So anyway, and he's joining Vanilla Ice, Amber Rose, and disgraced Olympian Ryan Lochte.
Disgraced.
So,
America, you can go from reality TV to politics smooth and easy now.
There you go. Yep,
just like that.
There's going to be a lot of people to boo this season on Dancing with the Stars.
Smooth and easy. Just pick those scabs.
A lot of white privilege on Dancing with the Stars.
I'm waiting for our first drag queen president.
Yeah, it's not going to happen.
We don't think so?
No.
2026?
No.
Alaska Thunder, beep for president.
Nope. Yeah, no, I vote Bianca Del Rio.
Next story.
She'll always have my vote. Anyway, when actress Bea Arthur died, she bequeathed $300,000.
She bequeathed?
She bequeathed. I mean, it's possible. I mean, it happens to ladies at her age. She just can't control it.
When a lady dies, she bequeaths.
She bequeaths $300,000 to New York City's Ali Forney Center for Homeless LGBT Youth. The Golden Girls and Maud Star,
I like how you're doing it in her voice.
A longtime supporter of the LGBT community, will continue to be a friend when a new 18-bed shelter opens in February of 2017.
Numbers are hard. Numbers are difficult.
So these kids at the Ali Forney Center are literally dumped by their families because of the fact that they are lesbian, gay, or transgender, Arthur said before she died. This organization really is saving lives.
Yeah.
And when finished, the facility will also offer on-site counseling and case management services, and the project has also been funded by the city for $3.3 million. According to the Williams Institute, 40% of the homeless youth are LGBT. That is amazing.
Thank you, man. Thank
you. All you lovely little youths are going to have a nice place to go next year.
There you go. Very nice. Yartha
is always a friend of the gay. Yeah, that's why we love her.
She's dead now. Well, we still love her.
She was dead and she was a lesbian, right?
Allegedly. I know some people that have met her that have told a story or two, but I don't think that's something we can talk about on the air. And when you're dead, you don't want to just go out outing somebody. You don't know their business. You don't know. I mean, I didn't see it happen, so who am I to say?
Yeah.
She didn't eat my pee, so who am I to say? You know?
I mean, if I've been lying this time about being gay, then, I mean, you can out me when I die. He was straight. He was a straight, that one.
You know, it actually is going to come out when I die. My video well is going to release how I made a challenge to myself back in 2007 and said, I'm going to pretend to be gay and get my own radio show and fool everyone for 7 years. And once I die, all y'all gonna be punk so I can show you it really is a choice.
So funny. Great job. I
had an amazing weekend this weekend. I had probably one of the most fulfilling, like, uplifting weekends ever. And that's all I'm going to say about that. It's amazing how, you know, good things come into your life when you kind of will them to be so. And when you set yourself up in a position, it's about to happen. And then September is going to be a fun month. It's kind of like my vacation-y month. This weekend, I'll be up in Savannah, Georgia. The weekend after that, I'll be up visiting my nephews. I need to have a talk with my sister-in-law. I think my sister-in-law has been cutting my 2-year-old nephew's hair herself.
it's looking kind of uneves.
As a gay uncle, I can't sit here and let you continue to style that child's hair badly. We need to have a talk now.
Like, listen, not just one, but two. Like, you're not just learning how to perfect cutting one child's hair badly. Like, you're really just screwing it up for both of them. Like, it's
ma'am, a word, please.
Power and numbers. Well, they both need. Look bad.
And they both have different hair. Like, they're not identical twins. So they both have different hairs. There's, like, different cowlicks going on, different bang issues, different hairlines.
So she's just got
They're not gonna have gunkles if their hair is looking like that, okay?
It's not gonna work.
We're taking them to the salon right now.
Your bad haircut on my nephews reflects negatively upon me. But it'll be good, and I'm looking forward to actually a little bit of I've had many people, and myself included, I need to take a step back, and September's gonna be a month to kind of reflect. I'm gonna be doing some more relaxation, focusing some more on health, focusing some more on abstaining. You know, I'm used to doing what I want, when I want, however I want to, and I'm used to not saying no to myself. And I think that it's very easy to get caught up in a cycle of when is enough enough, or, you know, when is too much, and when do you just kind of need to sit back and could I actually grow a little bit by just, you know, taking it down a notch? And I'm looking forward to that, and I kind of already decided September is going to be a month where there's, you know, a little bit less of that and a little bit more of that and, you know, a little...
You lost me at youth and at you and abstinence. Lost me there. As soon as you said abstain, like, what? No, you're not...
Chastity. The thing is, I wasn't going to make it like a radio bit, but like celibate September, you know, is a thing. Like, why can't I go a month? Celibate.
It could be celibate September. It could be celebrity September.
Celibate September. How have I never heard of this?
Yeah.
Well, it's not a thing.
I'm just saying. I could be celibate for September. You know what? Shut up. We're not going to talk about this. All I'm saying is that September is going to be a fun month. I look forward to sharing it with you.
Remember the 5th of September.
The celibate September.
Yeah. It was my third story I was going to talk about. Oh. What's the worst prank? You already know the story. What's the worst thing that could happen to you at a bathhouse, Eric? Like, what's the worst thing that could like? Because if you think about it, a bathhouse is kind of like a torture chamber, like a fun house of a bathhouse of horrors.
A bathhouse of horrors. That should be a house at Halloween Horror Nights. They really should do that.
So what could you think of as being like, you know, the worst thing to do at a bathhouse? Like a prank at a bathhouse gone wrong.
A prank.
Thumbtacks and all the condoms.
Yes, that would be a terrible
little
prank.
Miniature guillotines and all the G-holes.
Oh my gosh, that would be terrible.
Jeez, I'm so PG on this. I was like, you get your clothes stolen and you can't go out into public because you only have a towel.
What? You tied my underwear into knots. Oh, my gosh.
There's an old weight over man of 60 in every door.
Like, could you imagine?
Behind every door.
Like, Home Alone 12, like Kevin McAllister gets, like, set loose in a bathhouse and sets him all kind of, like, pranks and
traps. That would be awesome. I would pay to see that movie. That would be hilarious.
Bathhouse Alone? Yeah, that would be funny.
A dark room that's shoulder to shoulder and you can't see anybody. Oh, wait.
That's part of the thrill, just allegedly.
Like, lights flicker, you got, like, some creepy-looking guy. It's just, ah!
Well, this happened in Australia. On Saturday, a man that frequents the gay sex club down there called The Arrows, with two A's at the front because they fancy them Australians, he was arrested for filling up a lube dispenser with hydrochloric acid.
Oh, ow, no, ow, ow.
I give props to the fact that there's
the bathhouse of horrors.
And that really is a bathhouse of it's melting!
I give props to the fact there's actually a lube dispenser. It's just like a soap dispenser, like on the wall. Like, it's really frustrating having to keep a hold of that bottle in
lube
the whole time.
Here, get your lube here.
I did pause for a second. I was like, wait, lube dispenser?
Yeah, right.
That's fancy. I like that idea. Why is it so? Does it sound like very good lube that you haven't?
That, like, when they're gonna wash their hands, they do like six like little pumps of the dispenser. Like, bah, 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 bah. I could just imagine.
I know this isn't top grade soap, so I need to get as much as I can to make sure.
I bet like the power bottom of that club, it's gonna be a long night.
Oh my gosh!
There's just like a tube. He has a tube connected to the dispenser just inside of him. Anyway, for those of you who don't know, hydrochloric acid is a highly corrosive chemical that can cause severe burns to the skin, eyes, and mucous membranes. In other words, you wouldn't want your junk within a five-mile radius of the stuff.
Oh my god, that's horrible.
So, fortuitously for all the men trying to have a good time that evening, the room that contained the lube dispenser was also equipped with sensor alarms, since there have been similar incidents in recent weeks.
What kind of sensor alarms?
Last week it was Gorilla Glue. This year,
like somebody's tampering with the lube dispenser. Again.
Icy hot again.
Dan, someone messed with the lube dispenser. Oh, I'm sorry.
Guys.
Dan, someone messed with the lube dispenser again.
Like, oh, Crocky.
Crocky, not again.
That's a didgeridoo, don't.
Didgeridoo.
We should give a shout out to anybody whose job it is to clean a bathhouse. I mean, that has to be tough work.
You wanky wallabies.
It's not. I know someone that did that job, and someone that worked in a bathhouse, and he actually got fired from that job because he was not good at his job of just cleaning up the rooms. How do you get fired? How do you get fired from like sucking farts out of a cushion, man?
I was gonna say, you gotta be pretty bad to get fired from that job.
See, I think I would not like that job because while it would be fun to watch for a little bit, but then I'd realize that I'm on the clock, and if like the best situation presented itself, you'd literally have to like look and not touch. Like someone could literally be like, "Hi, I'm in this room. Come and join me and rock my world." And be like, "Sorry, I'm on the clock. I have to go wash these towels.
There's clean up. Acid in the lube dispenser, so I gotta go clean that."
Yeah. I'm sorry. Yeah, I'm sorry.
Okay, so they got the guy that did it. It was a 62-year-old man's diabolical plan.
Bitter.
Diabolical.
He's like, hey,
this'll teach all those twinks.
So you can ignore me at the G-hole. I'm gonna put an acid in your face.
Exactly. Ow. Not on their face.
That's like the ultimate manifestation of being like a cynical, bitter old queen is that like you finally are so angry that you can't get any that you're like, well, if I can't get any, nobody's gonna get any, and you burn off their genitals.
Oh, that is just horrible.
Yeah.
Hot.
Although no serious injuries
were literally the newest fetish these days.
It sure would feel hot.
Although no injuries were reported, the suspect has been charged with administering poison with, quote, intending to injure or cause distress or pain.
Distress.
Entering a building.
Oh, yeah.
Entering a building.
Understatement.
Entering a building to commit an indictable offense, malicious damage, and driving while suspended.
Trojan condoms. Now was added.
Tag that on.
Just thought we... throw that in there, by the way.
How do you get the sulfuric acid?
I don't know.
I don't get any of that.
Where does one acquire?
Let's not find out.
Photography shops.
Yeah.
Oh, well.
They sell hydrochloric acid at photography shops?
Yeah. I mean, you need it to, like, develop photos, I think, in some kind of way.
I thought they would... You think?
Okay, so one time, what was it?
I don't want to arm the diabolical gay men and give them ideas on where to acquire hydrochloric acid. Like, where did you get this? I heard about it on the radio. Like, we don't need that kind of press.
Well,
Alex.
Funny story. The movie that came after Seed of Chucky, and then there's that scene when they're like in the guys in the photography studio, and like I guess it's, I don't know, somebody pours hydrochloric acid.
So
on
you saw
face.
It in a Chucky movie.
Correct.
So it must be accurate. True. It is. Those Chucky movies are a work of genius, sir.
What were you going to say, Cheech?
I was going to say we could go swing by the Million Dollar Classroom Science Building.
Yeah.
See what's up, if there's any sulfuric acid
laying
around.
I love your voice. Are you blazing? Are you like always? No. You're just always like, you're always very chill?
I mean, this is, you want to hear my DJ voice when I'm DJing?
I don't know. I kind of like this one.
But it'd be like, next up, we got DJ Justice singing.
No, that would hate me.
That's my DJ.
The thing is,
I gotta pump them up.
You know? I hate DJs. Like, I'm not a DJ. I'm a radio talk show host.
Okay.
You heard Leah? We don't accept your kind here.
DJ, you peddle music. We peddle words.
No. I love DJs. I'm not a DJ. I happen to be DJ, but I am not a DJ, in the disc jockey. I don't spin records. I talk. So anyway.
Yep.
That got awkward.
Runs his mouth.
I'm glad you like my buttery voice.
Yeah.
Is there anything you need me to say for the promo?
He doesn't spin records. He spins twinks. He's a TJ.
You're listening to the Homo
a twink hour. Jockey.
Oh, come on. That's so
him and
played
BLF
out.
I could do some, no, do no, some that talk was radio.
No, it's not. There are no twinks are annoying now. They're a good snack, but a twink is not a meal make.
It's not enough there.
I'm gonna quote that. That was good.
I brought a pen but no paper. I should be taking notes on these.
Like
things.
they don't do it hard enough. Should. They're you too complainy. You break them. You can't put your full body weight on them because it'll crack a rib. they whine. They usually don't have a job or a car. They usually
and when
want
they're in
something.
The car, you throw them out. I listened last week.
I didn't throw anyone out of my car. That 24-year-old Asian that looked 14 got out of my car on his own.
Didn't mean to bring up past. Didn't mean to. All right, scabs, 60. As you say. I didn't mean to pull a scab. My bad.
What?
He's a punk. They didn't know it. Oh.
There you go. Very nice. Good job. I've been mouth popping a lot this week, and that's what I'm gonna end the show with.
Oh yeah.
That's not.
I can't.
A tongue pop.
I
You remember? Do you remember that episode of Brolaska where she's teaching him how to tongue pop, and he's like, and
no, that's clicking your tongue, but. I do it unintentionally, but when I try to do it, I can't do it.
It's too much pressure.
It's like when people who can whistle while they talk, I'm so jealous of them. Like when they're talking, they can say words.
Yeah. Cheech, thanks for coming in today. Did you have a fun time with us?
I did.
Thanks
Long
a lot
time
for coming
listener,
in.
First time stalker. Caller.
Thank you so much for coming in. Yeah. It was a pleasure having you on. We'll be in touch and have you on again sometime. It was awesome. Nice to meet you. Yeah. Eric, the actor, and you brought your boyfriend with you, Julian, in the background. Thanks for making it in, man. I know you got a train and some traffic issues and whatnot.
Oh yeah, but I mean it was just the sun rail, so it was a quick.
Yeah. Did you decide where we're all going to get some food afterwards?
I don't know.
Let's do our plans on the air. Let's make it to do this.
Yeah, let's do brunch.
Alex, man, thanks again for your help this week. Thanks for supporting your girl at the Best of Orlando.
My favorite gal in the wild.
It was a good time, man. Like I said, if you want to see those pictures of what we looked like at the party and Justice Amadeus Adonis Esquire Slayer in drag, that's up on Gay Radio Show, up on Instagram.
Slayer, I'm gonna tell Slayer.
I don't know if she necessarily wants me taking on the last name. She's
not endorsed by the actual Slayer, though.
I learned something today.
What did you learn today?
BYOL at the bathhouse.
Bring your own lube.
Yes.
I agree.
I learned something today.
I agree, because you never know. You know,
if you take one thing from this show today, bring your own lube to the bathhouse.
You never know what bitter old queen will be waiting for you with a can of sulfuric acid.
You know, before this show, I didn't know that I shouldn't put hydrochloric acid on my junk, but now I know.
Or,
and knowing is half the battle.
Yep. When in doubt. Spit it out.
That's for today's special edition of Outlet Orlando, the Homo Happy Hour. Always remember, we are one human family, sometimes dysfunctional, but still a family. So until next time, always swing first, fight good fights, and let justice roll. Until next time, I wish you enough.
The author loves you.
I'm Justice, and I love you. And there ain't nothing you can do about it.
You are gay.
I'm ruined on the air.
How are you ruined on the air?
You made me look like a...
an idiot.
What goes in and out of my mouth is my own responsibility, and I do who I please, and I please who I do. Okay? Okay.
Gorgeous.
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 And fabulous.
We here at Out Loud Orlando give that 1, 2, 3. Gorgeous.
Fabulous. I absolutely love it.
Didn't go to sleep, went to court, and now I'm very, very legal.
Yay!
Yay.
That was the gayest arms I've ever seen to express that. Now I'm very, very legal.
Jess.
It's a talk and entertainment show. I host it. I wanted to be entertaining to all people, gay, straight, young, old. I happen to be gay. You know, I don't want to do a radio show where it's us versus them mentality. We're one human family.
And the more you tout yourself around town as the happy homo, I mean, that's just great. That's f***ing great. I hate the word homo. I can't stand it. If someone calls someone gay, it's one thing. I hate it. I hate it. I hate it. I hate that show. I hate everything about it.
Can you get over the friggin' name of the pig and pat me in the back for matching the funds?
No. No. Because
we're matching the funds.
No.
It's Out Loud Orlando, the Homo Happy Hour, raising money for a good cause.
Because
get over it.
You
it's
could not.
It's such a good idea.
No, no, it's not.
It.
No, it's not.
You're
you know why?
You're passionate about it.
Do you know why?
You're passionate about AIDS education because you hate AIDS pig. You would buy a shirt that says I hate the AIDS pig.
No.
Yes, you would.
Goddess warrior princess Xena style.
It's
It's all
food. Out Loud Orlando, ruining lives all across America.
On a daily basis.
Got any poppers?
No. I'm not saying that.
I'm like lobbing up beach balls for you to like come back with, you know, your sniper rifle of ha ha.
Dating the same guy.
Oh, that just came
Wait,
out.
Wait, what?
Around you, everything the light touches is gay.
Loud Orlando, the Homo Happy Hour.
Of course.